This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Öldürüldüğü resmen kabul edilen bir kişinin cesedi niçin hala ortada yok?
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying the information and evidence that has been obtained so far points that Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of a very cruel murder. Mr. Erdogan, in explaining Tuesday that the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a premeditated act and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. In an address to his country's parliament, Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew there to meet Khashoggi and remove the hard drive from the site's surveillance system. Turkey's president said Saudi officials started planning to murder the U.S.-based writer days before his death, which contradicted Saudi accounts that Khashoggi died accidentally in a fistfight. President Donald Trump, who had spoken earlier Monday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, said top U.S. officials are gathering information in Saudi Arabia.
We will know very soon. We have tremendously talented people that do this stuff very well. They're coming back tonight, tomorrow, and I will know very soon. And I am not satisfied with what I've heard.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's investment conference opened as planned Tuesday, exactly 3 weeks after the slaying. Numerous high-profile business leaders and government officials are boycotting the kingdom's future investment initiative in Riyadh in response to Khashoggi's death and Saudi Arabia's shifting explanations about what happened. Saudi Arabia's energy minister Khalid Al-Falih attempted to address the issue with the conference.
And, of course, the king has made it clear that they will be investigation, justice, and retribution to those responsible.
This is VOA News. The United States Monday raised concerns about voting irregularities in Cameroon the same day longtime ruler 85-year-old Paul Biya was declared winner in a landslide, winning over 70% of the vote in the October 7th ballot. Mr. Biya, who's been in power since 1982, won a seventh term despite efforts of violence, fraud, and low voter turnout. President Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement. This should have been done years ago. Until people come to their senses, we have more money than anybody else by far. We'll build it up until they come to their senses. When they do, then we'll all be smart and we'll all stop.
His comments came as his national security adviser John Bolton was in Moscow to discuss the matter with Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May sought to persuade skeptical members of the British Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Ms. May is seeking a final arrangement with Brussels on post-Brexit relations with the EU. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tuesday morning Willa had maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour and that the storm would weaken a little before making landfall. Hurricane Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific, heading toward the western coast of Mexico. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria said it struck a mosque in the east Monday, being used by the insurgent group as a command center. A coalition statement said several buildings were destroyed and several IS militants killed in the village of Sousse. A similar strike occurred on Thursday. A member of the NATO fighting force in Afghanistan was killed and two wounded Monday in an apparent insider attack in western Herat province. While the Taliban claimed responsibility, a NATO statement indicates the attack was carried out by a member of the Afghan security forces. Two U.S. warships sailed through the Taiwan Strait on Monday. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Robert Manning told reporters that the USS Curtis Wilbur and the USS Antietam conducted what he described as a routine transit to demonstrate the United States' commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. U.S. Navy conducted a similar freedom of navigation exercise through the expansive waterway that separates China and Taiwan back in July. And a earthquake measuring 5.7 magnitude struck Tuesday off Taiwan. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.